The author Nick Hornby often writes about music. One of his most famous novels, High Fidelity, is about a guy who works in a record store. But Nick never actually made an album until he teamed up with the singer-songwriter Ben Folds. Ben had been writing music for years, and he was looking for a way to make the experience fresh.
Anything you can do to make your album feel like the first one, I'm all for it. And doing it this way is a first for me, and it's Nick's first record, so it gives the whole thing a lot of energy.
Nick wrote the lyrics, Ben wrote the music, and the result is the new CD, Lonely Avenue. I asked Nick Hornby and Ben Folds how they created a song called Belinda. Here's Nick.
One of the ideas I'd had was about a guy's relationship with a song. I think I was probably thinking of something like Layla when I had the original idea. I mean, that's
the famous Eric Clapton song.
The famous Eric Clapton song, which is about a famous relationship, which is long since water under the bridge. And I wondered what it would be like to have to sing that song pretty much every night when you didn't have the relationship with the person anymore.
Every night around this time, he asked to sing Belinda.
So I invented this character who pretty much only has one song, which is a song called Belinda, and it's about his ex-wife who he treated very badly, and he has to sing it every night of his life.
A one-hit wonder with no hits is what he is. Anyway.
So, Nick, you finished the lyrics and sent them to Ben, and Ben, when you got the set of lyrics, what was your inroad into the melody?
Well, it's a feel thing for me. It can be the shape of a sentence or the way something just rolls off the tongue that creates a melody really quickly. A melody.
Can you give me a specific example in this song?
The chorus sounded like what I think Nick wanted it to sound like, which was a hit song from the 70s that we're all supposed to know, but actually never existed.
Were there any songs that Ben sent you the melody to that you thought, oh, that wasn't the song I thought I was writing at all?
I guess the closest to that was Practical Amanda. There's a song on Ben's second album called Kate, a beautiful, upbeat, sunny pop song. And that was my kind of conscious attempt to write Kate, I suppose. And Ben wrote this incredibly moving ballad. And Amanda happens to be the name of my wife. So I sort of blushed when I heard it.
Practical. Practical Amanda. Saved one life.
So Ben, why did this song become a ballad?
I could tell by looking at the phrases that it was probably meant to be upbeat. And that's the way that I'd thought of it when I first opened it, but nothing really came. But I was on tour, and I was doing the Lollapalooza in Chicago, and I was walking, and I thought, oh, you know what? That could be a love ballad. Like that, maybe that's what I'm feeling at them, the reason that I'm missing it. So I picked it back up again when I got home, and that came pretty quickly.
Was there ever a moment that you were crafting a tune and you thought, if only he had used the word icicle instead of snowflake, this would be so much easier? Or if only this were the chorus instead of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would think those things, because when an obstacle comes your way, the first thing you want to do is, you know, it's fight or flight, sort of. I mean, I can get out of my situation pretty easily by changing some words. But that really felt wrong, because what I was asking for was to create something I never would have created before. I mean, Nick's, you know, words. He writes words, and everyone likes them. More people read his books than listen to my music, so it doesn't make sense for me to change them.
Can you give me an example of one of these obstacles that you wrestled with?
You hated the word linguine on Doc Pomus. I remember that.
Yeah, Doc Pomus, the word linguine came up, and I would have wanted to sing any other word. I don't know why, and I would laugh as I was doing my vocal. Eating his linguine. Oh, God, let's do it again. Eating his, and yeah, I could have changed it to penne arrabbiata, or I don't know, I could have changed it to something else. But even those kind of details, the details I really trust, there's a reason that these flowed out of Nick and that I was going to go somewhere with the song.
Ben, you've described all of these challenges that working with Nick's lyrics present you. Ultimately, is this harder or easier than writing your own material to fill an album?
I mean, I think it's easier.
It's easier because Nick gives me the framework, the life that I'm responding to with melody. Otherwise, I respond to my own life or things that I observe or things that I feel, and melodies come to me constantly. But sometimes a word will come to my mind, but it'll be a word like mezzanine over and over again. So I'll just walk around going, mezzanine, mezzanine. Yesterday it was Leopoldo, Leopoldo.
Are we going to hear that in a song from a future album?
Probably not. I have all kinds of garbage in my head that hopefully never gets anywhere. But the thing about writing to Nick's framework is that once I'm finished responding to the life that he's sort of created there, we have a finished song.
I was just going to say about, sending Ben the lyrics and saying, well, this is what they are, works in the same way that if you tell a kid, write anything, you can write a story about anything you want. They can't think of anything. But if you say, write a story about a crocodile, a pineapple, and a stairlift in a hotel, then it will spark something up. And the same still happens to me. If I'm offered a commission to write anything I want for a magazine, I never want to do it. But if somebody comes in with some specific ideas about something, then the limit placed on the limitless actually does spark the imagination a bit better, I think. And maybe for this project, it made Ben's process a little easier to know what these songs were going to be about. It's so easy from above.
The new CD from Nick Hornby and Ben Folds is called Lonely Avenue. It's out today, and you can hear songs from the album right now at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.